Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. New guy says, wow, Odyssey locked up my computer for over 10 minutes, and when I returned, I couldn't find the stream and had to get in through Gab again. Well, you guys are maybe a little paranoid or fucking retarded or something, because Odyssey is not supposed to block your computer. Are you even updating, bro? Are you even in a modern computer, or is it a case of Windows 95 not being compatible with what browser you're using? Are you using Google Chrome, or are you using some retarded browser? Colin Oxworth says, Odyssey is glitchy. It's not glitchy here, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. Use Google Chrome, be updated. I don't know. That's what I do. And I don't have to take any special precautions for Odyssey to be working perfectly. Callum Oxworth says, if your C drive gets full, Odyssey crashes. There is something wrong with your computers, guys. Frederick Von Finkel sends a super chat. He says, should every adult male believe that he has genetics worth preserving and thus adopt the insemination imperative? I reproduce at all cost. That is a very good question, a very important one. And I do believe that it's the case. If you are alive today, then it really doesn't matter whether you want to construct a cultural narrative according to which you are somehow lesser. And it really doesn't matter how much the competing entities around you are trying to convince you of that. But the fact that if you are alive today, you are equally probabilistically, you are the product of a 4 billion years old line of descent. You are equal probability with everyone else on Earth that's alive to be the future Giga Chad common ancestor of everything that's alive, of Luca. And this, by the way, is something we've been discussing a lot for the last few months with Fadam on the private Patreon hangout. So there is no sign that the Giga Chad with muscles and blonde hair and beautiful guy has actually more chance of making it to Luca than you do. There's no sign that the key to the future evolution of the human race isn't through a retarded, fat, ugly person today. You know, it, as I often explain, it has to have been the case that the first chimpanzee who had a chromosomal defect where his chromosome plugged with chromosome 2 to become the chromosomally deprived person that eventually was the first human, basically, that must have been quite an ugly chimpanzee to see. And if you were chilling around back then, 7 million years ago when we split from the chimpanzee by getting this chromosomal defect, you would probably have put your money on the retarded chimpanzee not becoming a thing, and the basic chimpanzees that were looking good, looking strong, probably being the ones that would dominate the Earth. But what do we know now? We know that the first retarded chimpanzee with a chromosomal defect became all of humanity and spread. His descendants spread across the planet and populated all possible ecosystems of the Earth. Isn't that fascinating? So think about the retarded chimpanzee and use your inner retarded chimpanzee to remember that you are worth something, that there is just as much chance that you are the next big thing in evolution as there is that the socially popular normies have in terms of chances. Mark D's channel says maybe some of our retarded are at the beginning of something better. Exactly. Exactly. It has to start retarded. Real Bass Talk says first human was a Downy. I mean, Down syndrome is an extra chromosome. The first human had a chromosomal fusion. So it had two chromosomes that fused together and one fused the other. One fused in the wrong sense. Imagine that. If anything, the level of handicap that the first chimpanzee who had this chromosomal defect must have had is probably of the size or bigger than what Down syndrome gives you. Because Down syndrome is merely a repetition of the already existing chromosome in the right sense. Now imagine, I give you some extra chromosome, you end up Down syndrome. Now imagine I remove a chromosome from you, and in fact I give it back to you, but reverted in the wrong sense. That is much worse in my view. So that chimpanzee must have been quite something to see. Yeah, and I was making a similar point to Laura Loomer than I just did in response to this super chat. Laura Loomer was saying, if Donald Trump doesn't win in 2024, there is no point of anyone getting married and having kids, because why would you subject an innocent child to living in a communist country? America will be a communist country and failed state come 2025 if Donald Trump doesn't win. That is absolutely wrong. And I don't know, Laura Loomer seems not to have babies. Is she an anti-natalist? If you believe so much in a political cause that it leads you to not want babies, you are unfit for survival. And it's exactly the point I was making to the super chat. If you don't have it in you, the rest of the world will find it in them. And you will be eliminated from this earth. Each of us have the responsibility to care for our own reproduction. It's not going to be your brother. It's not going to be your cousin. You have to fight for it. You need to feel it and you need to want it. Here, Laura Loomer doesn't want it. She gives the excuse of, I wouldn't want my child to live in a communist nation. But I think that's bullshit. I think she has it in her to be anti-natalist, to be not caring for her own genetic interests. Because as I was making the point, anyways, your genes will outlive your countries. No matter what, it doesn't matter if you're part of the most successful civilization of the history of the planet, your genes will survive that civilization. It doesn't matter if your country goes to hell, you must continue making babies. Your genes will outlast your countries. So if you're serious about leaving any sort of inheritance on the earth, you must do so through genes, not cultural artifices. What a subversive attack onto reproduction here. Because when you make a tweet like this, who will it convince? Well, certainly not the communist. The communist will not be convinced not to make babies by this. So it's a particularly subversive tweet that will selectively only encourage right-wingers to come to their realization, oh, we've lost. Laura told us we've lost. Let's not make babies. So you are having a pretty anti-natalist effect on right-wingers, on your fan base. Don't deceive her like them. Don't deceive them like this. Vicious says, have you seen Laura Loomer lately? I don't want her reproducing. Well, that's beside the point, because the whole point is, it shouldn't be about what other people believe about your reproduction. It should be in you. And it should be in Laura, and it should be in everyone. Doesn't matter what you think. Rodilacid says, I think she's anti your having babies, but all for Israel to have babies, if you know what I mean. I know what you mean, but I don't know if she... I don't know what she has to say about Israel. I know that she's very much siding with Israel as a Jew, but I don't know to what extent did she bring it. Would she have a double standard on Israeli reproduction? That might be an interesting question to ask her. Crypto manager Grayscale wins its lawsuit against the SEC. That is bullish, and that is partly why we had massive response of the Bitcoin market, Bitcoin going back vertical toward the up, back to 27.6K for now. It approached 28,000 during the day. Pretty amazing, and it's great that we have such good news. In this case, the SEC was denying the Grayscale Bitcoin ETF, but they were not mentioning why. And the judge said, okay, what is the reason? What do they have that's so different? Because the SEC has been allowing Bitcoin futures. And the SEC apparently didn't come up with any explanation. So the judge was unsatisfied, and the judge says, You have to treat alternatives on the market equally. You have to, if you say Bitcoin futures are safe, why wouldn't a Bitcoin ETF be safe? That's just an alternative way of engaging with the market. They will have the exact same security checks. You will have the exact same protections against fraud, the exact same kind of oversight. And so you can't really discriminate against the format. That doesn't mean that the SEC will have to approve Grayscale ETF, but it means that it's now the ball is back in their camp, and they will have to justify it with something else if they want to deny it. As I was pointing out, the fact that there's activity in Europe, that will push for the Americans to accept it, because you already have ETFs that have been allowed in other countries. At some point, the American market will be deprived of a fundamental contact with the most rising, the most appreciating asset of human history. And they're going to pay the price for it if they take a year. So now, a few weeks ago, maybe 1 week ago, people were saying Bitcoin ETF in the US will only happen in 1 year from now. And I was like, my God, I hope that they feel the pressure. But now there are people speculating that it's going to be done as early as 1 week from now. So suddenly the discourse has changed. People believe that it's more within reach. U.S. court clears path for first spot Bitcoin ETF in Grayscale ruling. Very interesting development. Bloomberg Intelligence believes spot Bitcoin ETF could launch this week in the US. If they are correct, this is it, boys. And I love that I've been waiting with my Bitcoin. I've not sold on the last bull run. This bull run will be even more exciting. Unbelievable. I waited. I held onto my Bitcoin. And now we are at that moment where the normie economy is just pouring in and they can't help it. And it's like, I got what you wanted. I've had it for years. I've held to it for 5, 8, 10 years. Now what? I huddled through 2013, when people were sending me 0.5 Bitcoin as, hey, Jeff, here's some tip. Here's 0.5 Bitcoin. I know it's not worth much, but here, take it. I held through 2016, the Trump, and I bought Bitcoin, and then I held through 2020, and the Bitcoin price was falling, but I was like, no, it didn't reach enough. And now here we are. I'm relaxed. I'm standing on my pile of Bitcoin. FD says Bitcoin is going to drop to 17K. At this point, I'm not even arguing. I've been very clear. If you want to get in Bitcoin, it was time to do so at 16K. I told you guys, maybe it's the last time you get 16K. I'm going to tell it to you guys again. Maybe it's the last time you get 27.6K. See, we're 10,000 above the last time I said, maybe it's the last time. Maybe it's the bottom. I'm going to call the bottom again. It may be the last time you get Bitcoin at 27.6K. I'm not super sure. I mean, it could go down to 25K again. It could lay toward 24K. It could go down to 20K. That would be stunning to me. But I don't see it going at 17K. I think you're delusional, as DK Shadow says. DK Shadow says, give me 0.5 Bitcoin, please. It's not much. I mean, many people had this. Many people gave it up. Many people lost 0.5 Bitcoin. Simeon says, Jeff, what is your theory on why white / European women are not having children? Like, there is some biological condition that is signaling to them not to have children. This signal is not reaching non-whites. Very bizarre. Yeah, I think it's a little bit like the panda, you know. What is it in taking a panda from the jungle and you put them in a cage and it's like they don't want to breed? Well, the thing is, it's probably like 150 different things. You have the genes, they are all set on seasonality, on detecting, is there enough food this year so that you will go into a reproductive cycle? Is it worth it to waste an egg, or are the conditions so tough, so rare, that you should wait for 6 more months just in case it gets better? And all of these mechanisms, they all are in harmony with nature in the normal seasonal jungle, you know, and the real world. Now, you take a panda, you put them in a cage, and it's like none of these stimulus are there. We can't even get the cycle started because the hormonal reaction of the whole panda body is like, I don't know where I am. This is very weird. But whatever this is, I've not seen it before, and I think it's safer to wait for better conditions. I think it's what's happening to white women. It is the panda effect, we could call it. The panda effect of having an environment that is way too distant from anything the genes have seen before. Shamrock Shake says, I'm a sucker for physical currency. Still use cash when I can. I like finding special coins. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine to be a fan of the collector, but it's the future is electronic money, and hopefully the future is decentralized economic money that the government doesn't control. The memo, judge scrambles election with decision on Trump trial date. U.S. District Judge Tanya Shutkan announced jury selection in the trial would begin March 4, the day before Super Tuesday, the biggest day on the GOP primary calendar. In making her decision, Shutkan declared that a trial date cannot and should not depend on the timetable of a defendant's work life. Well, isn't that interesting? So we have a judiciary process that's aligning themselves totally in line to interfere with the election, to create this set of circumstances that will all intersect at the same time, that could very well lead to a Donald Trump maybe in jail, maybe in proceedings, while also, I mean, Donald Trump, the thing with Donald Trump is he can surf on anything. You know, he's Teflon Trump. And it is kind of, it could be the best marketing campaign ever. This, can you imagine if Trump doesn't have to buy ads, doesn't have to invest in a big political machine? All he has to do is show up for the flagellation by the system of justice, and it's going to spread. It's go- people are going to meme about it, and people are going to be holding on, looking at their TV and refreshing their YouTube live videos to see it happen live as it goes. It might be the best marketing campaign ever that Trump has in his hands here. Dino Lugovich says, would Donald Trump make a good cellmate? Who would get the top bunk? I'm sure he would have facilities from a... He would have the means to force the prison to serve Big Macs to him. Like, he could argue, hey, I have the right to one Big Mac per month. And perhaps when he claims that right, and he pays for the Big Mac, and he pays for the people delivering the Big Mac, he could bring in Big Macs for the rest of the prisoners. That would be fun. Yes, I would like Donald Trump as a cellmate, but I don't know. I think I would get tired because I don't think he's that profound. Women are officially second-class citizens now. And men pretending to be them have special privileges. Judge rejects sorority sister's lawsuit, blocking trans woman from joining. The court will not define a woman. So look at this. here's the thing. There is some very ugly woman in this sorority. There are also beautiful women. So, and then there's this person. I mean, this person has been forced into the sorority by a judge. If I was the other woman, if I was the woman in this sorority, I would say, I'm resigning. I'm not part of this sorority anymore. I'm starting a vagina club. And then I would say, well, it's a vagina club. And then that person would apply. And I'd be like, you don't have a vagina. Sorry, you can't come in our club. New guy says, isn't a sorority a free association? I mean, I'm sure there are all sorts of legal details, but the problem with these sororities is they get official university approval. Because universities, at some point, they have made it an official proceeding to register a sorority. And now, if you have university approval, because, of course, these sororities, they want some funding. So they apply for funding from the university. Like, I don't know, you're going to get $10,000 for your yearly student radio activities or whatever crap that sorority does. And then you have funds from the university. But the funds from the university, they come partly from federal and state agencies. And therefore, the sorority must respect all the titles of education, the statutes. And the sorority ends up not being a private club at all. It is, in fact, a government outpost at this point. It needs to apply discrimination laws the same way the government would in employment. So that is the situation here. That is why you have a whole chain of command, a whole administrative bureaucratic chain of command that eventually binds these sororities to be in line with the law. It's because of Title X and these things. Rudy Lucid says, sororities have pillow fights. Yeah, I can imagine a sorority pillow fight that is kind of sexy. Justin, Elon Musk's Twitter X obtains license to store, transfer, and trade Bitcoin and crypto. Oh my God, this is getting exciting because on top of the previous news, a Bitcoin ETF could be there, but it could not be all. It could be that Elon Musk is on his path to just stack massive amounts of Bitcoin. In fact, you can think of the whole interaction with Tesla and Bitcoin. Remember how Elon Musk bought some Bitcoin for Tesla, and then he kind of shied away and he said, oh yeah, we want to change Bitcoin. We want to improve the consumption of gas and everything. And then eventually he kind of chickened out and sold. Is it possible that Elon has understood that if I buy Bitcoin with Tesla, I'm ruining my net zero goal. I'm ruining the whole image of Tesla as an innovative brand that does that reduces climate change. But if I start a private company like X, I can have as many Bitcoin in this as I want. I don't give a shit. Fuck the net zero goal. I don't have a net zero goal. I'm Elon Musk. I'm just, and here's X Corporation. Is it possible that X Corporation could be going for massive integration of the Bitcoin world, and that this whole buying of Twitter would be part of Elon's realization? I have to isolate Tesla as a net zero entity, and you know that's soliciting its ESG credits, and that's basically appealing to the leftist normie. I have to dissociate it legally from X, Twitter, this thing I want to create, which will be much bigger and which will accumulate Bitcoin shamelessly with no care about how much gas went into making those Bitcoin. In any case, whether my theory is correct or not, Elon Musk now has the license to store, transfer, and trade Bitcoin and crypto. Money transmitter license just obtained today in Rhode Island. Currency transmitter, yes. Money transmitter license in other states: New Hampshire, Missouri, Michigan, Maryland, Georgia, Arizona. He is now a currency transmitter for Bitcoin. He could exchange, he could make an interface between the crypto world and the financial world at low price and become a gigantic thing. Rodilicid says, well, Tesla probably generates carbon credits. That SpaceX can buy from them for the carbon expenditure. New guy says, interesting, this is the game. The super rich are taking over BTC. I think that there is likely to be a massive race of the super powerful to just buy Bitcoin into oblivion. Like, I think we will reach peaks that will surprise people on this bull run. According to the X support, Elon is doing a crackdown against fake engagement. And I've been knowing, as a man in the business, I've been knowing there has been fake engagement on Twitter, guys. I know the business, I know the rates, I know everything on the internet because I made the internet. And the thing is, there were people buying exposure on Twitter, and they're going to have to be careful because now you are under watch. They're going after you, my friends. You won't be able to make those fake accounts anymore. These little bots that were dragging attention to the crappiest of cryptos. And you had a bunch of farms. People were basically farming long-term accounts. They were making them look organic, and they would only sell them like after a solid year or 2 years or 3 years of intense farming, of human-type farming, of making them look natural. And then they would go like kamikaze, like, oh yeah, you want us to make a meme about this new Pepe coin or whatever. And then they would drive engagement toward these crappy projects. You would see this on an everyday basis in the crypto sphere. But I think that it wasn't just in the crypto sphere. Those farms of bot were selling fake engagement to even some creators. Because let me tell you, I've seen some of the Twitter spaces, their engagement were at 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 listeners. Poof! Last week, 2 weeks ago, within the last month, I've seen some of them go down to 5,000 listeners. So 95% of your engagement at peak was crap. It wasn't genuine. Swing It says, where's JF? I'm here. So, yes, there were people who were totally made up memes on Twitter that didn't attract actual attention. And I know with my organic growth, I know that I'm one of the most legitimate Twitter accounts out there. I even ran my Twitter account on bot detection systems. I really don't attract bots. Like, I have true followers and I have organic engagement, but not everyone has this. And when they started banning people like me and replacing us with the fakers who could build a 100K followers account, but it's fake. You don't have actual following. People don't really care about you. They are hired. You have to pay them for a retweet. And now Elon has called last call on this. Look at this. X announces, in recent days, our teams have stepped up enforcement on platform manipulation of our monetization features. This included several high follower accounts, such as History in Memes, who was temporarily suspended for selling/purchasing post or account metric inflation, selling or purchasing followers or engagements, repost, likes, mentions, ex-poll votes. Such actions will not be tolerated and could result in permanent suspension. We aim to create a fair playing field for our creators to earn money. Boom! An entire wing of business has crumbled. This doesn't exist anymore. You better make genuine organic growth or you won't exist on Twitter. Beautiful decision by Elon. He announces by saying, please note that any attempts to manipulate the creator compensation program on this platform will result in account suspension. Man, Google Ads. I've been dealing with India clicking of ads for like 2 decades. For 2 decades, they've sold fake clicks to their businesses and they became a giant of advertising through this fake engagement crap. They haven't cared too much about it, but now there's a player in town, Elon Musk, who does care about the truth. And I think he may change the domain of internet exposure and publicity forever, because you're going to have a bunch of corporations who find out, hey, we're paying for nothing. We're paying for a bunch of Indian people just clicking on our ads on Google. We can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. It won't matter. They won't join our website. They won't engage with our content for real. Once Elon Musk can offer something more human, something more genuine, I think that there will be an advertiser gold rush. Fully Buckministered says thousands of Pajits are going to starve now. That is one of the side consequences. Mark D's channel says, but that's the past, JF. Now they'll be honest, they swear. No, there's not a point at which Google ever fixed this problem. I think that Facebook is pretty much in the same game. It's not directly from India. But let me tell you, you can buy advertisement at Facebook and nothing happens from it. So who's clicking? It's people. If it's genuine people clicking, they certainly aren't following up very much. Meet the 12-year-old Jaden, who was kicked out of class yesterday. So this young boy in Colorado has the Gadsden flag patch, which the school claims has origins with slavery. The school's director said via email that the patch was disruptive to the classroom environment. Look at how based this guy is. I don't know what that is. Some kind of appeal for a saint to protect us. He has a little based star here. He has the Dogecoin figure. And he has the Gadsden flag. I mean, how based can a young student of this kind be? He's literally marked as based. And look at what they did with him. To a certain extent, how is it that other students can be offended at a flag of yours and can decide their interpretation of that flag supplants yours? Because I'm sure this guy is wearing this flag as saying, I'm a libertarian or something like this. And how is it that they can decide that it's a symbol of racism?
Flag, the reason we do not want the flag displayed is due to its origins with slavery and slave trade.
Slave trade. This flag isn't about the slave trade, it's about the war. And it's about federal encroachment onto the South during the war.
That is what was as the reasoning behind why we do not want the slave.
The Gadsden flag.
The don't tread on me.
Okay. The don't tread on me.
Which is the Gadsden flag.
Now, why would it say don't tread on me? If it was a flag that's deeply about slavery, like, why would the slave owners decide, all right, our symbols will say, instead of saying on our flags, do tread on me, I am a slave, so do tread on me, we're going to say, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, meaning don't step onto me or I will bite.
Okay, so he's what's going to happen if he doesn't take it off?
He is able to go. I was actually just telling him, like, I was upset that he was missing so much school. Yeah. I'm like, so I asked if can he just take his stuff out of his bag and go back to class? Like, I just want him to go back to class. The bag can't go back. It's got a patch on it because we can't have that in and around other kids. So that's what I was trying to, and then he said you were close.
So she asked, can you just leave the bag aside so that we can get to class? So that's an invasion of his First Amendment rights. By the way, did this school pursue abolishing any symbol about BLM? Or is that's what I'd like to know. Are the kids bound to a clothing code? And is it so restricted that you would not be able to bring a BLM or a LGBT symbol of any kind? Because that's ultimately the question. If there are schools out there who ban any sort of political symbol, I might be okay with this. But something tells me the LGBT flag isn't banned in that school. I would love to know that.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War patch that was displayed when they were fighting the British. Like, that's the revolution. Maybe you're thinking of
Okay, so the mother is trying to make a case that this is the meaning of the flag has nothing to do with slavery.
The Confederate flag?
Okay, I am here to enforce the policy that was provided by the district. And definitely, you have every right to not agree with it. I mean,
because the ACLU says that he's allowed to wear that. If you like go on their website, it's like says in big letters.
All I'm saying is that
unless there's like a ban on.
And again, why do we always hear this one? I'm just following the orders. It's always just a bunch of people following the orders. But are you following the orders when it comes the time to remove other political symbols like BLM, LGBT flags, the LGBT flags that could be carried in class by your own teachers?
Patches, period. Like if you said there's no patches allowed at the school, you cannot display what you think or anything like that or what cheer or anything like that. I think it's like one-sided, you know, because you allow some patches but not other patches.
Other kids have patches, like other names and like.
Other people have had patches, the kid says.
The American flag and backpacks.
Yeah. That was like flown during the revolution with. I just don't understand that at all.
So what I can do is
if you go onto the ACLU's website, let's talk to someone.
I can have you speak to Jeff Yoakum again. Okay. And then he can refer you to our person at the district.
Okay.
Because like I said, we're following district policy is what we're doing.
Okay.
So the last thing I want is him out of class.
Yeah, I know you too. He takes his classes seriously,
yes.
Studies.
Okay, so this girl is the teacher and she's being imposed this order by the district.
He wants to get straight A's. He did that.
So it is political persecution. Is the district caring about this when it's an LGBT flag?
He made honor roll when he was here before. Yeah. He intends to do that again right now, but it's hard because he keeps missing class for this.
Dead Star says, I wore a huge McCain button to school for a while. Not my proudest moment. That is so sad, bro. John McCain, what the fuck were you doing? What were you thinking? All right, so the Gadsden flag, a choice of a man who was named Christopher Gadsden, a South Carolina delegate to the Continental Congress and Brigadier General in the Continental Army, who designed the flag in 1775 during the American Revolution. The rattlesnake was a symbol of the unity of the 13 colonies at the start of the Revolutionary War, and it had a long history as a political symbol in America. Benjamin Franklin used it for his join or die woodcut in 1754. So the flag really pre-existed any sort of Revolutionary War event. You could wear this flag and say, I'm wearing it to honor Benjamin Franklin's woodcut. Join or die. Join or die is a political cartoon showing the disunity in the American colonies. Attributed to Benjamin Franklin, the original publication by the Pennsylvania Gazette in 1754 is the earliest known pictorial representation of colonial union produced by an American colonist in colonial America. Oh, very interesting. I learn things every day. Fully Buckminster sent a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, quantum tunneling can, according to the authors, cause mutation all by itself, though you might be thought you might be interested. That is interesting. It's so interesting because I may be one of the rare people who have developed a theory on the beginning of a theory. I wouldn't go as far as claiming that I laid out a completed theory, but I did mention in this book that the interface between quantum physics and the first replicators that showed up must have been a phenotypic revolution, and that we could think of our life form, building upon new and new phenotypic revolutions, are still laying onto a carpet of quantum replicators. And if you tell me this, wow, I didn't know this. An open quantum systems approach to proton tunneling in DNA. One of the most important topics in molecular biology is the genetic stability of DNA. One threat to this stability is proton transfer along the hydrogen bonds of DNA that could lead to tautomerization, hence creating point mutation. We present a theoretical analysis of the hydrogen bonds between the GC, which includes an accurate model of the structure of the base pairs, the quantum dynamics of the hydrogen bond proton. We determined that the quantum tunneling contribution to the proton transfer rate is several orders of magnitude larger than the classical over-the-barrier hopping. Due to the significance of the quantum tunneling, even at biological temperatures, we find that the canonical and tautomeric forms of GC interconvert over timescales far shorter than biological ones, and hence thermal equilibrium is rapidly reached. Further, we find a large tautomeric occupation probability, suggesting that such proton transfer may well play a far more important role in DNA mutation than has hitherto been suggested. Our results could have far-reaching consequences for current models of genetic mutations. I didn't know about this work at all. That is fascinating. That is very interesting. It's not something I'm skilled enough to review this article and tell you anything about it. I'm not skilled enough in quantum systems to... But it sounds very interesting that they have developed this theory. And it just gives you a view of, maybe one day we'll have what I described in the revolutionary phenotype, which is basically an edifice of a theory of biology that fully lays onto a theory of quantum Darwinism, which in turn may be a biological theory in and of itself. That could be just one little link between in this great dream, this great pyramid. Joe Biden used pseudonyms in at least 5,400 emails. Well, we know, we kind of know, and in fact, his own child is calling him Pedo Pete. That is the nickname of Joe Biden, according to Hunter Biden. Hey, Pedo Pete. When he talks to other people about Joe Biden, he refers to him as Pedo Pete. The jarring number was revealed in a letter from the archives to the Southern Legal Foundation, which last year filed a Freedom of Information Act request for any document that referenced three pseudonymous email accounts, robinware456, jrbware@gmail.com, and Robert L. Peters, Pedo Pete, pedopete.gov. Literally, Joe Biden has a pseudonym email account that refers to his Pedo Pete personality, and he has a .gov extension on it. it's like if out of jokes and, you know, male fraternity, you guys were to start calling me Ray PJF, you know. Hey, Ray PJF, how you doing? Oh, yeah, how's the rape? And eventually I was to make it as a government person, you know, president of the U.S., Papa JF. And then my email would be like rapejfrape@fbi.gov. Pedo Peter has his own government-sponsored domain within the government. Dust and Diamonds say, some say Papa, some say Pedo, pretty much the same. Yes, it's all nicknames. Jacques Broderick says, attackers have shout, kill the boar, kill the farmer, more violence against white people in South Africa, this time, I had it here. This time it is against four black men raided a white farmhouse in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. They chanted, kill the boar, kill the farmer, as they attacked Amanda Platt and her husband. Amanda was beaten and stabbed while her husband was fighting them off. She escaped and returned armed, saving his life. This was 3 weeks after EFF leader Malema chanted that song to a stadium of 80,000. I think it sucks so much that we're seeing a genocide happen right in front of our eyes, and no one in the mainstream, no one in the journalist, that no one in the freaking humanitarian domain, you know, the people who are supposed to care about genocides, they are not going to call it a genocide. They are not going to draw your attention to it. And yet, we all know that in 50 years from now, there is much less white people in South Africa than there is today. And it will largely be due to organized violence and disorganized violence, which are equally morally wrong and equally morally, equally factually contribute to an atmosphere of genocide. Here we have a guy being pursued by two black men, getting shot. He wasn't resisting at all. They were trying to steal from him. And look at how they just don't care, even if you cooperate, even if you're not aggressive at all. They just shoot you for fun.
Come out of all that right
now, everything you got. Come out of everything.
Get your turn, nigga.
So I don't know what that is. Is that supposed to be? I don't know the kind of shock I'm hearing. Is that a taser, or was he shot with a bullet? And then there's some noise, which may be, the failure of the gun or something. It does sound like a taser. That's the noise that a taser does. But look, the guy is completely paralyzed. A death rattle, says Trace Channel. I don't know what that is. A death rattle. I have never heard of this term. I'll have to Google it, because that... I don't know what it is. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, this point about quantum tunneling affecting DNA mutation opens up new questions for biologists as well. Assuming quantum Darwinism is indeed taking place, would replication tangos be taking place post-DNA phenotypic revolution as well as pre- and post-RNA phenotypic revolutions? It's interesting. You can always question whether the revolution has been completed. Because if we live on a background of quantum universe where where there would still be replication activities, then one could say, okay, the proper way to conceive of of the DNA revolution is that it happens embedded within the phenotype of the quantum replicator. And you could say there hasn't been a phenotypic revolution. Or you might say there has been a phenotypic revolution, but it didn't destroy all of the quantum replicators the way the DNA revolution destroyed or at least outcompeted largely the RNA replicators. So those two theories could be valid. I have to clear my voice. All right. Neither comply nor resist. That's an interesting take. And it's, I think it's where I lie. Do not comply, but do not resist. Keep your distance. Make it costly to violate your rights. But resisting too overtly will drag aggression in your direction. And at some point, they will get to you. So you can't be too much of a resistance agent, but you can be a clever resistance agent by making it costly to hurt your rights and by not drawing, just drawing the amount of attention that you can handle and you can take. You have to go slowly in your acts of resistance. That is the way I live. All right, we have news from Ukraine. Let's see.
It is August 29th, 2023. This is Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo of the Armed Forces of Ukraine coming to you live and direct from the Territorial Defense Forces Media Studios in Kyiv.
Media Studios in Kyiv.
We have breaking news from the Zaporizhia direction where preliminary reports indicate we have broken the first line of the... Russian defenses, and the Russians are on the run. I will repeat, Russians are retreating in Zaporizhia.
I mean, these scripted things, I can't believe they want to create an impression of connection with the front line, but they have been delusional, DK Shadow. They have been indeed. They've been delusional from the beginning. It's always these big announcements. It's always the, oh, you're going to regret it. And these messages of violence, and no evidence ever comes that they have done anything else but to retake territory that the Russians were just abandoning strategically. Greece wildfires, 79 persons arrested for arson. So there is a big pressure in Greece to find the people who light up these fires. There was someone sharing this news story with me at the beginning of the show and saying, hey, JF, seems like global warming needed some help. Why would there be 79 people arrested for arson? And it refers to the whole conspiracy theory that... that there's basically a bunch of people funding arsonists so that they go seed fire so that we can all see, oh my God, there's global warming. There's so much fires out there. I don't believe in that conspiracy theory. I think it's totally explainable that when fires are noticed as a problem of society, you're going to have a strong societal pressure to suddenly find a lot of these arsonists. Whereas in other times where it's not a big social thing, the arsonists go free and they don't get caught, and there's not enough of a political will to catch them, you know, if the fires don't become big and if they don't start annoying people. But the fires have become big, and that's probably why there was strong pressure on police and district attorneys to catch these arsonists, and that would explain why you end up having 79 people arrested all of a sudden for this crime. It's not necessarily indicative that there is a coordination of arsonists. But I get that someone could have this conclusion, but I don't see... I'm not bound to believe this. I would have to have a comparison with other times where there was an equivalent pursuit of arsonists to determine, Okay, have we really caught more arsonists than usual, or are we just catching lots of arsonists because we're looking for them a lot? Without the basis for comparison, it's very hard for me to conclude a conspiracy theory type of conclusion. Lord Bibo says explosions are heard in Peskov, attack on an airfield. Residents of the city report that automatic bursts are also heard from the airport. Over 20 drones were spotted. It seems that a swarm of drones has been attacking the airfield in Russia, Peskov, in deep into Russia territory. It's looking more and more like this. The strategy of the Ukraine is to send these waves of drones and try to make damage where they can. You don't win a war with drones like this in a passive way. If you can't strategically use then this to make advancements, it's not worth much. It's just, it's part of their strategy of war of attrition, but I would say largely, given that the Russian army is on their territory, they are largely losing the war of attrition. And yeah, you might induce some expenses for them like this and, you know, make life harder for them, but you're not going to gain military domination with small swarms of drones. That is it for tonight, boys. 100%. This. What are you guys talking about? There seems to be something very interesting. Okay, Rudy Lissett was saying, but cutting fewer trees and brush for preservation makes fires more common. Yeah, exactly. And when I was looking at this news item, before I go for the conspiracy theory that, oh, they're trying to make me believe about global warming with all these government-funded arsonists, I'm going to go for a very simple explanation, which is what you just laid out, that there's so much effort for preservation. I had a land in Quebec. I couldn't even cut the trees on my land to build a house. There was a rule that, oh yeah, you have to cut that many trees per year, and you basically had to develop a trick where, okay, I'm gonna cut 30 trees here, I'm gonna wait next year, then I'm gonna cut 30 trees here, just to free up space for a house. So if you can't cut and you know, take care of the territory for human habitation, of course you're going to accumulate a lot of carbon that's ready to catch fire. And this whole pursuit of arsonists is kind of ridiculous in my view. Because it's like, if your entire society is that one match or one can of fuel to burn in terms of kilometers and hundreds of thousands of houses burning, if you're one arsonist away from this event happening, you have a problem. And the arsonist is your least trouble. Because if it's not this arsonist, it's going to be some other arsonist. The fact is, we should build society that we can end all a random guy just lighting up some fire in the forest. It should be built such that it stops at some point. But we're not building like this. DK Shadow says, yep, it's the kindling that's the main problem. Well, let's fix it. Let's go gather this kindling. But no, you can't gather the kindling because the Department of Environment will tell you, well, you're taking stuff away from the forest. You can't. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all tomorrow.